Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drew.
I'm Phil Fitner. Now, Rick, how is your health? I asked you, remember last week?
Thank you, Phil, for caring and sharing. to be honest, and I apologise in advance, good listeners, if I do a bit of coughing. I've been assured that I did not have COVID, but whatever I had, I reckon it had to be four times worse than COVID. But anyway, I'm all over it, although someone had the joy and pleasure to tell me that I'm likely to cough for up to 2 months.
So, oh, no.
There you go. I must thank the producer for giving it to me in the first place.
And she blamed me.
Well, we can rest assured it won't be her fault.
Something to do with the sex of the person, isn't it?
I didn't say that. I did not.
All right, let's get on with the sport, Rick. Okay, we'll just start with the SANFL.
That's a good idea.
They had started their finals this week, yeah, Rick. And as we know, last week, Port beat Adelaide not easy. 3 points. But they played in the qualifying final. They played Nord, who won about 8 or 9 in a row, Rick,
yeah,
going along quite nicely. But they touched them up big time. 117-62.
That's Adelaide. A big win.
Yep.
So would you say that was a complete shock or...?
No, not really. I think Adelaide, they've been sort of the top two sides most of the year. And North.
Right.
Them and North. Nord have sort of come from nowhere. So, but a very good win by Adelaide. Probably a fair few delisted players playing there that will be delisted.
Yes,
Frampton, and there's quite a few names going around, Crouch and et cetera. And the other game was Glenelg versus Sturt. And Glenelg came from behind here a bit, Rick. Kicked a couple late ones, and they got up 61-45. So that's goodbye, Sturt.
Goodbye, Sturt. And again, it wouldn't have been a complete surprise that Glenelg won.
No, premiers. You know, they've been premiers, and
it was probably
around the mark for the last.
It was probably a bit of a surprise that Sturt were in front, as it were, to that extent. But anyway, Sturt, goodbye. So what happens now?
So this week we got North Adelaide playing Adelaide. Winner goes into the grand final, Rick.
Well, North have been top all year.
Oh, I'm going to pick North. Yeah. I want North to win.
Well, I think it'd be good. Yes, I would prefer North to win as well.
And then in the second game, you'll have Glenelg finishing third or whatever they did, and fourth, and Nord.
Yep.
So, and I reckon, I've got a feeling Glenelg might beat Nord.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
Well, you heard it first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, your tips have been very good all year.
Oh, thanks for that $20. We've had the official handover today, Rick.
We have good listeners, and
he had to dig hard and wide, I tell you, to find it.
No, I think there's a considerable controversy because I thought it was only $10.
Just spray some more moth spray in here.
Don't worry, there's always next year.
There is, and we've got 20 on that for next year.
Oh, I think so.
Okay,
yes.
No worries. Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah. Now, Phil, you're the expert.
I am. At what?
Oh, everything.
Oh, yeah.
Phil, All Australian AFL team, eh?
Rick.
Do you have any qualifications to be on the selection panel?
Who was on it?
Well, who cares?
As we've had a quick discussion before the show, it's not who's in there, and I'm not big on some of the positions. Now, I can't remember, Rick, whether it was Miller or Mills. One of them's only played about 12% of their time on a wing this year, okay? The rest of the time he's running through the midfield, rah, 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 whatever. Do we pick All-Australian wingmen?
Well,
All-Australian halfback?
Well, there I think we're almost putting the cart in front of the horse because I don't know whether there are any guidelines or rules, but if the selection panel, whoever they may well be, if they are just asked to pick what they believe are the best 22 footballers for the season, then let's just call it the All-Australian 22. Now, again, I'm not quite sure whether that panel places them in positions or whether the media do, but it would be, I would argue, a very different looking side if you had to place a player in the 22 in his playing position or the position that he's played the majority of the season in. Yep. And as for the captain, Phil, eh?
Well, it's the second season that I can remember in the last few seasons that I totally don't agree with it. He was embarrassed, Tom Hawkins, to be captain. He's never captained the side right through his whole career. Well, schoolboys, whatever. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that is precisely what I would like to comment on, that, okay, we don't really know the answer about whether you've got to play a new position or whatever, but surely a captain is chosen supposedly because of his abilities captain.
Exactly. Now,
this is the bloke who, as you've just mentioned, was embarrassed because he's never even captained the under-7 tiddlywink side ever. Just to make matters worse, you've got three blokes in those that 22 who are captaining their AFL side as we speak.
We have. We've got Gawn, Cripps and Mills.
Yeah. Now, so therefore, how can you possibly choose a fellow who with no leadership experience as the leader of the All Australian side?
I agree with you. Now, going back a couple years or a few years, we had, and I can't remember who got named captain that year, but if William Hearn was an All-Australian captain the year he became All-Australian, he was a premiership captain, what more can you do?
Well,
you're captain the All-Australian side as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the answer, I mean, you've said it all. I mean, surely it'd be different if the 22 that they chose, there wasn't a captain amongst them.
I agree.
Then you've got to put them all in a hat and
someone's
pull one
got
out.
To, right. Someone's
got to do it. But how you can choose someone supposedly as your great leader ahead
that
of
isn't
three
a leader.
ahead of three blokes who are leaders.
Yeah, and probably the other little hiccup in the side, I think, is Charlie Curnow wins the goal kicking, can't even play full forward.
Well, there you go.
The captain's a full forward. Yeah. Hawkins.
And again, I don't know, maybe we'd better do a bit of research and find out if there are any rules or stipulations about how the side gets picked. I mean, okay, it would seem strange that you only pick one full forward. And I know that there's most of the sides these days are playing a couple of big talls, one at full forward, one in a pocket or something. So, but anyway.
Well, they're both full forwards, Hawkins and Curnow. And then they even said, like, Jeremy Cameron hasn't played much at centre half forward. He sort of plays deep forward, But anyway, we can go on about this.
Well, we could go on about whether anyone plays any position
Connor Rosie,
anywhere.
First All-Australian, well done to the young fella.
Yeah.
Had a fantastic year.
And it's great to see a Crows.
Only one Crow made the side. Yeah. Tyson Stinger.
Tyson?
Yeah.
He's not a Crow, Phil.
Oh, he was. He's gone. That's right. They got rid of him.
Yeah.
He's gone to Geelong. Sorry, listeners.
Yeah.
But now they are going to pay $800 to get a forward pocket player not as good as him.
No, 800,000, not 800.
Oh, yeah, 800K for a forward pocket.
Who's about half as good as Stengel.
It's hard to believe, isn't it, Rick? Sorry, that was my mistake. I forgot that the Crows got rid of him, or he left, or whatever.
Well, you know, it really, it does make a bit of a mockery of all these people, in all clubs, I might say, not just the Crows, but, you know, who are the personnel managers and we're going to look after this bloke and we're going to work on him, et cetera, et cetera. Now, okay, Stengel had a few hiccups, which is
just a couple.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, Geelong thought it was worthwhile
giving him a run,
recruiting it, etc. Now, I would have thought that the Crows could well and truly have done with Stengel in a forward pocket.
Think him or Charlie Cameron.
Yeah, and it mightn't have cost them $800,000.
A couple of nice ones got away, haven't they? Oh.
Anyway, there you go.
Finishing on that quickly, Rick. There was 12 sides that had a player in, and obviously the Crows were one that didn't. Crows, Hawks, West Coast, North Melbourne, Bulldogs and Essendon were the six that didn't have a player in that side. And you could probably – they're probably the last half a dozen sides.
Well, I mean, they are. And it is interesting, isn't it, that does reflect the list of the ladder – basically. And you can say that it's to report. They only got the one and probably, you know, didn't deserve any more than
probably one. A couple names I've heard thrown around. I don't agree with the one, that's for sure. Like the Crows could have had Laird, but I tend to agree that I don't think he had that good a year. And Sicily for Hawthorn, I thought, may have got a
he's a good player.
He can play a bit.
Yeah.
And but they're probably two that just offhand that could have made the side that didn't. But and Barris from the fullback for West Coast had outstanding year. Yeah. And but I mean, can you go past Stephen May?
Well, you can't.
Probably can't.
I mean, he is a gun.
So there we go.
He is a very significant player for Melbourne.
Oh yeah,
very significant.
Can he spoil a ball? He goes hard at it.
He can.
So we've covered all that.
Well, we haven't.
That's enough of that, I think.
The BLNG finals.
Oh, so I was going to go out to Freeling, and what was the oval like out at Freeling?
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that.
Absolutely perfect.
I saw a little bit on the. They showed a couple things on the Facebook site there, and it didn't look muddy at all.
Oh no, it was in very good nick.
They've done a fair bit of work.
Well, I mean, it depends. I don't know how much it rained out there, but I mean, obviously the cricket pitch area,
a little bit muddy,
but you know that's what you expect. But the rest of the ground was absolutely perfect, and certainly. It was a perfect day for footy, actually. Lovely and sunny. A slight breeze, nothing to count.
Yep.
And
heading down to the clubroom end?
No.
Heading the other way?
Racecourse end.
Okay.
Racecourse end.
Yeah.
But didn't have an influence.
Yeah.
On
Where's the racecourse at Freeling?
Sorry?
Where's the racecourse at Freeling?
The racecourse?
You mean like the netball court ends? Or
no, is it? Oh, at Freeling. Sorry. Something like that. Whatever. It's all right.
That's all right. I know, but it was the other end of the clubhouse.
I've been unwell.
You have. You certainly
anyway, have. Very interesting games.
Yep.
We'll cover
the Bees first. Quickly, yep. Angaston defeating Barossa there quite comfortably, Rick. And you covered the game.
I did cover the game. Angaston, well and truly on top, were never not going to win the game. It is true that Angaston Barossa finished on equal points percentage.
Angaston,
but Angaston were the better side, comfortable winners.
Call me old fashioned, but I always like to see the side that finishes above go through.
Well, and now for the A grade.
Which
was a good game. Interesting game. Tanunda finished third, Barossa finished fourth. I tell you what, at half time, it really looked like there could be an upset on the cards. Barossa led by, I don't know, half a dozen points, but except for some wayward kicking and surprisingly two blokes who missed, well, if anything, gettable goals, Shillabeer and Dew missed what I would have considered to be, I reckon there was three goals that they should have got, which would have put them about four goals in front at halftime. However, bad kicking is bad football. Now, I don't know. I've seen a lot of footy in my time, but I don't know what Sammy Calhoun said to Tanunda, because really they had been outplayed by Barossa in the first half. I don't know what he said to them at halftime, but not only that, at the beginning of the third quarter, without exaggeration, I reckon of the first 10 dozen touches, Calhoun got about 10 of them.
Really?
He played the second half. His game was absolutely exceptional. And he generated, and, you know, end of story, Tanunda have kicked, I think it was 9 goals in the second half, Barossa, none.
Wow. Really?
And it was the complete turnaround, and it was mainly generated, guess what, by, of course, Sammy Calhoun, who I've mentioned, and Zane Kirkwood. Yeah. They are so important for Tanunda. I'm just amazed, and I know footy's different to when I used to play and you played, but I don't understand when you've got two absolute guns like that, why somebody didn't run alongside them.
Well, I was one of them, Rick, in my time.
But, you know, if you cut...
Yeah, you're
I'm
right.
not saying cut them out.
No.
But if you cut them down to size, then Tanunda become just another size.
Is that a bit like Trent Gers was on Lee Riswick? Yeah, you talked about that before the show.
No, I didn't. I don't... No comment.
How did Lee go?
Lee is a gun. Yeah, he is an absolute gun.
Very quick,
gun.
Isn't he?
And I think Trent found that out in the first quarter.
Hello to Trent. He's dad, Chris.
Lee started on fire, kicked a couple of goals.
Yeah, he's a good player. And, turned it on league games.
And
so.
Trent did his darndest, but
yeah.
Suffice it to say, he didn't spend the whole day on him.
It would have been a long day. Just seeing that number 32 running but around.
He is a very, good very player. Good player.
Good player.
As I said, what happened at halftime, I don't know, but it was almost as if they changed jumpers. So I cannot see, right, if we jump ahead to the semi-finals of this week.
Yes, at Willesden.
At Willesden, and meant to be fine weather, lovely oval.
Yep,
so
nice.
I would suggest, to be honest, that South will absolutely, by plenty.
Okay. So in both grades, South and Newry, both grades. So
yep. And South dominated the
Bees
reserves
as well.
Yep. I know you're a great Newry fan, and you predicted last time they met in the A grade that Newry were going to win, and they only got beaten by about 10 goals. South are too much of a running, classy, skilled team. And, I mean, I've put the clangers on them now, but they are streets ahead of the opposition. And if it's fine and wet, if it's fine, they will win by plenty.
Yeah. I tend to agree. I hope Newry get over the mark, over the line. I mean, but there you go. I'm contradicting myself. I said I prefer the top side to finish. And I think South will run over the top of them. But
I was speaking recently to a highly respected, who will remain nameless, ex-very successful Sandful footballer, who suggested that the only thing that could stop South Gawler winning the premiership would be very, very poor weather and wet conditions, which would bring somebody else back.
Yep.
Well, I don't know, grand final day at Angaston could be.
At Angaston.
But you'd have to pick both South in the A's and the reserves, I reckon.
You'd think Barossa Council have got a bit of work to do on that Angaston Oval a couple of weeks ago. My God, that was under mud and water.
And that's where, if it's like that grand final day, it levels it up.
Yep.
But the biggest factor, because of their incredible fitness and running power, is South, which South have got, is negated if it's a mud fest.
Yeah. So, agree. Okay, we're probably running out of time.
Yeah,
we'll quickly
listen, you know that $20?
Yes. It's in my pocket.
Well,
burning a hole.
But I understand now why you need it.
Why?
Because you need that to get in to see the Redbacks play. $10 entrance
what?
Fee per day. Yeah.
No, per day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a year.
No, well, they've seen. They've
that
seen
is ridiculous. They're paying to get into the cricket.
They've seen a marketing ploy that they've done so well, haven't won a premiership since 1995.
The scoreboard operator's got to pay $10 to get in.
And finished bottom for the last 5 years.
Oh, you pay that.
So why not? Let's gain some revenue by taking $10 off.
Ten guys on a gate on the gates.
That wouldn't pay for the gatekeepers.
They're a joke.
But the caterers would be excited, wouldn't they?
Yeah, those three people. Where do they get their gun? Quickly, Rick. We've got to run through the AFL. The tips for this week: Brisbane and Richmond.
Richmond.
You're Richmond for me. Melbourne and Sydney.
Melbourne.
Melbourne for me. Geelong and Collingwood.
Geelong.
Geelong for me. Frio and the Bulldogs in Perth.
Frio will win.
I agree. All agreed there. So
I get my $20 back?
No, because we're all agreed. Okay, that's it. Have we got a joke, Rick?
Yes, Phil, we have.
Beautiful.
What about the player? Of course I do my exercise at home, coach. Every morning, 45 minutes of exercise I do, coach. Some mornings, I do them so fast it only takes me 10 minutes.
Oh, sounds like me. Very good. We are over time, Rick.
So until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.